Economist Dr. Justin Ram has painted a less than rosy picture of the debt situation confronting Caribbean countries coming out of the COVID-19 crisis. And he's advancing the idea of a new fund to help build regional resilience. Dr. Ram was among speakers at a Just Held session mounted by the Financial Services Commission in Barbados. The topic was Financial Resilience and Debt Sustainability, Navigating the Waters.
And one thing I've been looking at recently is that coming towards the end of the 1990s and early 2000s, the World Bank produced something called the Genuine Savings Rate. And what that tends to do is to look at how sustainable an economy really is by looking at the depreciation of capital, all forms of capital, and looking at investments that governments and private individuals and firms do put into that economy. And traditionally, when you look at it, if you were to start off from gross savings, you would actually find that a country might look very unsustainable after you've taken account of most of these things. What I'm saying now is that in this year of 2020, we need to go back to this and actually develop a new inclusive resilience savings rate that accounts for some of the other more important things that were not being counted before. And what are these things that I'm speaking about? In the earlier model, there was an assumption that economies were competitive. I'm saying that that must now be endogenous to these models, whereby it is really important that we actually have a line that says, how much investment are we putting in to make our economies competitive? In addition to that, I think that is important that for us in the Caribbean, and I think for most countries around the world, we really need to ensure that what's included here is something on climate change. What investments are we making to mitigate climate change, but also to help us build resilience to climate change? These things are important and which were included. The reason why I've just put this up is to say that if we are going to move towards building resilience, we have to have some metrics that allow us to measure how well we are doing against this. The genuine savings rate was a really good way to look at how sustainable like an economy is. But now I'm saying that we need to go a step further and actually have an inclusive resilience savings rate. And just to remind the audience, and I'm not just going to spend too much time on this, if we're going to build resilience, we need to think about innovative finance. And these are just some of the formulae around debt dynamics. But the next slide is really what I want to focus on. If we are going to consider building resilience at the fiscal level, then I think that these three areas are areas that we need to focus on as we come out of COVID-19. Can we reduce our effective interest rates? Can we get growth above the levels of our effective interest rates? And what can we do with respect to fiscal policy so that we actually do have some sense of discipline, as it were? I know Marla on this, who's moderating this, has been a great advocate for fiscal discipline here through the use of fiscal rules. And I think that this is something that we need to consider right now as being very, very urgent. So one concept I have, and I just have these last two slides before I finish, is that we need to consider how we have a build a Caribbean resilience fund that really allows us to focus on these three areas here. What I'm saying here is that we almost need like a Caribbean resilience unit trust fund that allows unit holders from wherever they are, institutional, in individuals as well, to buy units and to allow that unit fund to then invest in particular areas of importance. And here I'm saying, for example, on debt relief, perhaps buying out high-priced debt that countries now have and reprofiling that debt and lowering the effective interest rate, building resilience, as well as implementing growth reforms. This is how I think it could work. I mean, this is just fairly, very conceptual. But I think at this point in time for the Caribbean, we have to find some ways to encourage more liquidity, but also to encourage monies that can come in to actually be used as investment to help us build on what is actually required now to help us come out of the debt trap that we tend to find ourselves in. And remember, I'm speaking about here in terms of how do we reduce the effective interest rate? How do we get our economies growing? And at the same time, can we put in some sort of reforms that allow for our fiscal accounts to be sustainable over time?
That's economist Dr. Justin Ram, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.